Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a trend presentation from April 2018. Mr. Thorsten Traugott, Managing Director, CLR Code Limited, presents Revolutionary Approach to Colors.
Hello, everybody. So thanks for joining the session today. I'm Thorsten. A bit loud, maybe? Yeah. So I'm Thorsten. I'm from Coloro, Managing Director. So Coloro belongs to a group called Essential and is a sister company of WGSN, which most of you should be familiar with. So today, actually, we want to go a new way. We're going to do a new approach to color. So that's why we call the presentation Revolutionary Approach to Colors. And we started with a number, we started with a percentage, we started with 70%. And we started actually with my jacket. So what do you think was the reason why I bought that jacket? Because I love Adidas? Maybe, I love Adidas, I'm honest. But it was not the main reason. Because I found out that this is the new Pharrell Williams collection and oh, it's cool, I want to have it. No, actually not. I found that out afterwards, which was even cooler then, that was pretty cool. Actually, it was the color. I walked into a store and I've seen that color from a distance. I said, oh my goodness, I love that color. My first car had that color, a Volkswagen Golf 1. A nightmare, but it was beautiful, I loved it. Yeah, so that's the reason, and that's why it's so important to have the right color. And 70% actually is a research we did, that 70% of every consumer buying decision is impacted by color. Yeah, it's impacted by color. And you can prove it yourself. Yeah, think about if you're going to do a shopping tour. Yeah, if you see a color from a distance, you say, oh, I like that one, you might go closer. You might take a look at the shape. You might take a look at the fabric. You might take a look at the print. Yeah, but if you don't like the color, this item is disqualified from the beginning. So you're not interested in technology or functional fabric or whatever if the color is wrong. Yeah, and today we want to talk a little bit about this and a new approach to color, as I said before. So color impacts also your mood. So color is a lot of color psychology. And as seen before, so the colors are not coming so brilliantly through the projector, but actually, as you can see here, so behind every color, there's a kind of meaning, there's a psychology behind. So like green stands for balance, for growth, for nature, money. Or red stands for passion, excitement, for example. We have purple, creativity, wealth, fantasy, and so on. So really, color is impacting our mood. And actually, you might have recognized a lot of codings, a lot of numbers. And I'll tell you later on why this is important. Because actually, we're not doing that. Actually, because that's important, because you can really codify emotions as well. You can codify color areas, and you can give a kind of a DNA to color. Yeah, and this is what we want to talk about also in the next steps. Color on performance. And so I'm really happy that we have some of my colleagues from WGSN in the audience as well. And Claire Varga, who's the head of sports for WGSN, actually did an amazing presentation a couple of weeks ago, where she was talking about the power as well in sports. Yeah, and we'll give you just a couple of examples here. So the winning red, yeah. So why choosing teams, for example, why team sports or a single person? Why are they choosing red as a color for their shirt? Yeah. So the color is actually the color of winning. So it promotes action. It's the color with the longest wavelengths. Actually, you know, it increases energy. Yeah, raises blood pressure and so on. So the color stands for something, yeah? And you can walk through different color areas, or let's take a look at the dominant black, yeah? The All Blacks, everyone knows the All Blacks and all of us really respect them and for their haka dance and so on. So this is also very powerful, yeah? But black is also the color of authority and power, so the absence of light and also give you a kind of illusion of a protective barrier, evoking feelings, increased power, and invincibility, yeah? And it's also increased feelings of aggression. So teams in black, like the All Blacks, are receive a significantly higher number of penalties, which is weird, isn't it? Why the fuck are they getting a higher number of penalties? Yeah, but it's proven. Yeah, it's a fact. And the other thing is, it doesn't always have to be just powerful. It could be also something else. It could be well-being green. Yeah, that's more the color of a balance, It has is a medium wavelength, yeah? And when it hits the human eye, no adjustment is needed, actually, you know? And grounding, reassuring, restful, relaxing, it's reducing stress, it makes you feel really well. And yeah, so, but this is how color really impacts our emotions. So where did we start from color? So we actually started with the human eye. When we created our new color system, we started with the human eye. What colors or how many colors is the human eye able to perceive? How many colors you can differentiate with the human eye by nature already? And there's some discussions about the exact number, but it's actually a lot. 6.7 million is the number we are going with, so that the human eye is able to differentiate 6.7 million colors, which is huge. But actually, you don't need that. You can differentiate them, but maybe you have 100 reds in a line, and you can see that the 100 reds are really slightly different, but from an emotional perspective, it doesn't matter. Because you would buy, if you like that red, you would buy number 1, number 50, and number 100. So, but you have to dip on the number 101 when it's going into the next level, yeah? So, having that in mind, we have created a 3D system, a 3D model approach to color, which is actually giving you a coding system of about 1.6 million optional color codes. And then we have translated that into 3,500 standard physical colors we are showing in the color system. Pretty quickly on the system itself, to understand then the intelligence afterwards, what I'm showing you next, is actually we went through the color wheel. And this is actually the same thing like the film I've showed you, Don. You know, it's actually running through the color wheel and showing you which kind of emotion this is bringing to you. Yeah, so we have started with 10 key hues. You can see them here with 120, 136, 152. So we have built 160 different kind of hues. So every key hue, like the 008 is the mid-red, has 16 different steps. Yeah, before it moves into the next level, before it moves into the orange. And now we're coming back already to the codes you have seen in the movie. Yeah, you've seen 7 digits in the movie. Yeah, and actually these were the digits which were describing the color really precisely. Yeah, so if you see a color code, a color code 7 digits and with an 008, if you work with the system, you know, oh, it's a mid-red without seeing the color, just seeing the code. So that's the first bit we are describing our code. So the first 3 digits of our codes are always the color U out of the U wheel. And then we have the digit number 4 and 5 is actually the lightness level. Because we're showing you after we're deciding which U it is, we're showing you the different lightness value, which is actually starting from 00 and goes up to 99. 00 is really the dark one, and up to 99, then it's getting lighter. And the same thing on digit number 6 and 7, which is actually chroma level. This is from 0 to 99 as well, going from low chroma to high chroma, so on the saturation level. Why is this important? Because this is also by nature what the human eye is doing. The human eye actually differentiates color into different shades. It differentiates color into, oh, this is a light color, oh, this is a dark color, oh, this is a really strong color. So this is what we're doing automatically. That's by nature. So again, 7 digits, the color U, you can see, from 001 to 160, which color U it is. You can see the lightness level of a color, and you can see chroma level of a color. Yep. So, and one second. So this is actually the overview about the products. You have a big library, I just have a folder here, but we don't want to talk about that stuff today. We just want to show you more about the intelligence of color. And I show you a little video how you can work actually with color products, and then we move into the intelligence bit. So we call it the methodology of the 9 segments. Actually, you need a system, and this is what we have built with the coding system. You need actually a system to build algorithms and to analyze the colors in the right way. So we have done that by different segments. We call it the 9 segments. Actually, what you've seen before, so on the low left top side, there's the very light colors with a low saturation. The mid ones, mid saturation, mid lightness. High saturation, low lightness, for example. So every area is defined. And this is actually how the human eye sees the color and defines as well, or let's say, get an idea if you want to buy from a consumer perspective, if you want to buy a product or not. And actually it helps you as well from a harmony perspective, because colors which have a similar lightness or similar chroma level, or both, are always in harmony. So it can also help you in defining, okay, is it a harmony or not? And not only from a subjective perspective from designers, so it's everyone can just see the code and can work on the harmonies. So this was also done in collaboration with WGSN, with the color team. So they helped us, just as a sample page, but this could be also the blue, the yellow, whatever page. So we defined that in 9 segments here. And we have asked the guys, okay, what are the colors at the moment for Generation Alpha, which are the young kids, 2010 born and after. And actually, they found out about different generations that they have preferences in buying colors. But these preferences are not by, okay, they're always buying green or they're always buying yellow. It's by which kind of shade, which kind of lightness, which kind of chroma are they buying, yeah? And you can see that the millennials, actually, they really like the light colors, yeah? So that's just the research WGSN did currently. And the alphas, they love these strong colors here, the really bright, high saturated colors. Why is that? Because the human eye, the kid's eye is not finally developed. Yeah, so they're still in development phase, and that's why they're reacting, they can't see so many colors, and that's why they're reacting on the strong colors much more than on other colors. Generation X, they're going to the dark direction, yeah? So you can use these kind of, so you can use our tool, and you can put your stuff on it. It could be by age groups, you could do it for your brand, by target groups, you could do it by product areas, whatever you like to. I'll show you another example. I'll show you an example for the most loved color area globally. This is based on retail, yeah? So also with the help of WGSN, they told us, okay, so these in general, on average, are the areas where the people from these regions love to buy. Yeah, USA, very light, low saturation colors, very popular, but also the very strong ones out there. Yeah, or India, or in the middle, actually, the most liked area globally. This is also the most safest area, but maybe also the most boring area. Yeah, so this is all the commercial stuff. Yeah, but this area, the most of the colors are picked out of that area. So we're very happy that Nora agreed to us that we are able to use her color forecast and also 2019 and 2020 to show an evolution about her color she presented for the performance days. Yeah, we used her color and just used our tool to put it together. So we're showing you how they look like. So it gives you maybe a different idea. So these again, just to remind you, these are the new stories from Nora for 2020. So this is Loose Ends, Anywhere, Nowhere. We have translated them already in the color row codes, so you have the color row definition of that colors already. Freewheeling, freeze frame, stepping out, and moonshot. So you have seen them before, so the guys who joined the session before from Nora have seen them already. But what did we do then? We used the 9 segments. So we moved all the stories into the 9 segments, one by one by one. So then you have a good overview, actually, that you see, okay, oh, high chroma, which was, remember that, was this side, this is the high chroma level. That's a really strong concentration on colors. But also here, the pastel ones. Yeah, so the light ones, the really pastel colors. Also very strong, so in area number 1 and 4. And the darks, key colors as minimal, so mid-tones are utilized in that area. So you can do that potentially with all your brands, with all your collections. You can do that. You can just build a kind of brand profile. You can analyze your own position. So then we did the comparison of summer 19, what Nora was showing last year. And we put that together. Yeah, you can see that. And I think it's pretty clear that it moves a lot more into the high chroma area. Yeah, it's getting a lot brighter, a lot more powerful. So people love color at the moment. They really want to see strong colors. Yeah, and it was, for me, it was an interesting bit that this area, which was area number 2, for example, this moved off, actually. And we see that in another analysis afterwards. So this is nearly empty now. Yeah, you can see that, okay, so we're going away from that area, which is the low chroma and the mid-lightness area. Yeah, so that might be not a potential good one for summer 2020. Yeah. Again, yeah, strong concentration, summer 19, out here, here, and then you have that one for summer 2020. So what else can this give you as a comparison? We can do that by you. And actually, it's also an interesting graph here. I've pointed just the most 3 important things here, which is actually the red. Yeah, so in 2019, the red colors were 8%. But now, it looks like that red is improving a lot for 2020, yeah, in the performance color forecast. That's one thing, which is, I think, really obvious. Then another thing is that the greens are there, more or less nearly disappeared, also the light green areas. Yeah, you can see here. And third thing, that the purple got also a big increase. So nearly nothing in 2019, but now coming into 20, coming back. You can do that by lightness chroma as well. So that was just the U from the color wheel, but you can do that also by lightness and chroma. The clicker is not really, yeah. Again, segments, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Same thing on the other side. Take a look at the sector number 8. This is sector number 8. 10% 2019, and then this is the biggest growth. It's actually going 30% into that area. So it's area number 8 is really the popular one. The cool thing is, imagine you get a color a trend from Nora, or you get a color trend from WGSN. I think most of you have the problem or the challenge, that's fine, that everyone is talking about a red or a blue or whatever, but how does my blue look like? What do I have to do for my brand that my consumer understands it? Which kind of shade do I need to take? If you know where your brand profile sits, and this you can do on a historical basis, if you might know that you are strong here, very strong here, and Nora or WGSN is doing a forecast from here, what to do? Just move it up there. Just make it a bit lower on the saturation side of things. You're still following the U-trend. You're still following the color tone. Yeah, it can be a red really strong in the forecast, but you are more based here, so your cash cow is sitting here. Just move it a little bit, change it a little bit, and then go to the area where you are successful so far. Another thing here, area, what I told you before, area number 2, nearly nothing anymore in 2020, so disappeared. And then also that these two areas above here, so which is 15, 15 now, so a few more colors from this area moved actually into number 1, yeah? To translate that a little bit into brand examples, we just have taken some colors of the Puma running colors right now. So the hyper pink tones, emerge key trends, so key areas highlighted, pop brights, and so on. Softer pastels seen in section number 1. So they offer an alternative to classic white. So that's just for the running collection from Puma. This is just the little analysis we did. Yeah. And if you now take a look, also running, but Adidas. Yeah, really obvious. More colors in the running area. That's fine. But you can see also other concentrations. So hyper brights remain key. Here, different nuances of navy replace the classic black hue, and so on. So this is what we did just with the colors they've showed us. So coming back to the point before, brand competitor check. This you can also do. Puma colors, Adidas colors. Yeah. So you can see really the main areas of the two brands for this season. And then translating these trend colors into the brands as well afterwards. Yeah, that's an example from the Puma collection. And then if you have this trend color, let's say 064-4620 is the trend color. And if you remember the brand profile from Adidas and Puma, which we have seen before, that could actually mean, this is what I was explaining beforehand, that you can actually use this color, you've just seen it, and you can decide, okay, I could potentially, because I know we have a really strong concentration in these colors, I could just change the shade and just move it up there, move it into the area where I'm most successful right now, where I most believe in. Yeah, so as Puma and Adidas, they both had colors in there, so that could be potential colors for them, but you have a palette to choose from, without losing the color you, without losing the trend. And then, the other way, if you go that way, so remember, if you remember the slide, that was Adidas actually, where they really have strong concentration of the colors right there. So if that might be the trend colors, this might not work for them. The one-to-one translation might not work for them. So it's not that everyone is using the same color. That would be a nightmare, actually. Yeah. So they need to translate it. And with that 9 segments, you can actually translate it. That's really a new approach to measure the success of color and to translate trend colors. And I'm really proud to give you a little sneak preview because you're the first ones who've seen this now, because WGSN announced already internally to us the WGSN color of the season for 2020. And actually, the ones who are working with the system already, so it's a Neo Mint. So this is the WGSN color of the season for Coloro. And this will be published in about four or five weeks in the new report on the WGSN website. If you like, we have the 9 segments in a creative form on the Instagram channel. Just follow us on Instagram. And then, any questions? That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.com. Copyright April 2018 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.